morning.
You ever start early?
Huh?
You ever start early?
No.
No? All right, so let's go for 8.
Yeah, this is 8, huh?
Mm-hmm. 1 minute to 8.
Okay. Just the Shia this week is being sponsored by the Nishma Shabbat Victor Menachem Ben Remart Chitzvi Olashon.
Again, I wanted to thank you, Rabbi Kaplowitz, for inviting me to share with you the Divrei Torah. It's always a privilege. It's always an enjoyable experience when I come. I think it's been many years already. So I wanted to... So I wanted to give him a bracha to continue for many years to be Marbitz Torah, Shatan Ganson and Rafu Shlema. And I hope that he has a Rafu Shlema already. And... I'm getting weiter mit der Arbeit. So the last week or two, I've been going through the Inyanim of Haitzah, the Shiurim, Perek HaMaitzayayin, Perek Rabbi Akiva, and if we don't really pay attention to what's going on, we could really be missing some very big Yesodis. We think they're just lists of shiurim that we have for all the things. There's a vayter, all the mishnayos that we have in Perek HaMaitzayayin, Perek Rabbi Akiva. And these are the yesodis that we have. When it comes to the shiurim in Din of Haitzah, how much we have to be mitzi in order to be chayiv. We take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. You see a fascinating thing. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Me'ilah, we all know that there's a disser of Giza Ba'avayda, Psil Yamukdashim, Karbin, before Pidyon, after Pidyon. We know that the din is, besides the Isser of Me'ilah, there's always a din of Giza Vavayda, a separate lab for Giza and a separate lab for Avayda. And the Rambam brings an Amfan Gilchus Me'ilah, called Kodche Mizbeach, Ben Kodche Kodchem, Ben Kodchem Kalim, Asurim, Begiza Vavayda. They're all Asur and Giza Vavayda, Shenemar, Lo Savayd, Bevachar Shairecha, Veloy Sagayz, Bechar Tzaynecha. So there's a lav of Lysavite and Lysagais. Who are din Lishar Kutchim? It's not only a din by Bukhar, it's a din by all Karbanis, whether it's before Pinyin, after Pinyin, Psilia Mugdashim. The din is there's an Isser of Giza, there's an Isser of Avaida. Fine. And then the Rambam veers eyes and he says, everybody's probably wondering, what are we doing? We're talking Hilchos Shabbos over here. What am I bringing in the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ilah for? Because the Rambam fears ice, the halacha here in Hilchos Me'ilah, and he says, how much do you have to be geizes in order to be chayim for the yisr of Giza of Avayda? For Giza? Ba'geizes as asher o ha'eved b'tzayin leikem in ha'tayra, b'zachi of Malkus. The Talish ain't a geizes. Talish is not like geizes. Geizes means that you have to do it with a knife, with a keli. Talish, you just tear it out. That's not the Isra of geizes. And then the Rambam says, V'yir Ali, my opinion is, he doesn't have a raya for it, but the Rambam says, V'yir Ali, my opinion is, She'ena leika she'igzeis k'dei reicha fasit kafu. The shear that we have to be, that we have to take off in order to be over the Isra of Giza, is the shear of Reicha Fasit Kafel. Reicha Fasit Kafel is that the distance between the space between the forefinger and the middle finger, double. Reicha Fasit Kafel, it's that distance, the space that there is between the forefinger and the middle finger, double. That's the shear that it takes in order to be over the Yisr of Giza. Why? Where does such a thing come from? Lo Yeheze Chamer Mishabbos. The reason is, the Svara is, that if that's we know what the Shear is by Shabbos, that it's Malay Asit Kafel, then Hu Adin, Behu Atam, that the Din has to be like that in Kol HaTorah also. So the Rambam is telling us a new yesod, that if we have shiurim when it comes to the shiurim malachis, shiurim that we have for malachis, it's inconceivable that that the isurim that we have in other isurei Torah should be more chamer than Shabbos, which is skila, which is karis, with a chatos. And if we see that the Torah over there said we have certain shiurim, if we have only lavin, like the isur of Giza Bavayda, it's only a lav. You're going to tell me that the lav there, the shear, is more chamer than the way it is by Shabbos. Therefore, Zok the Rambam, that if we had the din, the shear of Malei Asit Kafel, that we have by the isur of Giza, like we have in the Gemaras, and we had in the Gemaras in Shabbos, we have coming up later on also, Perko Eirik, that the shear of, for these things, the shear for the Malacha of Eirik, or the shear for the malacha of Tviya, the shear for the malacha of Malabein, the shear for these things and Geizes, this is the shear of Malei Asit Kafel. So then, hu adin behu atam, that when it comes to other Isurei Torah, where we also find the Isur of Giza, that it can't be any more chomer than Shabbos, and be mechayivim for even less. Therefore, the shear is Malei Asit Kafel, like we find by the Isur of Giza. And that's why, how we know that the Isur of Giza that we have by Psulei HaMukdashim, the shear is Malei Asit Kafel. They stay in Rambam. The Chayre, Pashtus, we would assume that the Rashbam is clearly not like that. Because the Rashbam in Baba Basra tells us, where did the shiurim of Malachis come from? Where is the, what is the gedder of the shiurim that we have by Malacha Shabbos? The Rambam, and the Rashbam says, Zogda the Rashbam, Behoitzi, a person's mighty a chatzi gregris on Shabbos, he's potter. The din is, why? The Tanana, mighty yoichlet chayab because gregris, the Beshabbos, why is the din like that? The Beshabbos, malachas machshevis, asra taira. L'chashiva ha'itzaz davar chashem b'pachas b'kei gregris. When it comes to the shiurim of achila, which really we know from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, as the Gemara tells us, we know from Erevin and Sukkah, where the Gemara darshans the pasuk eretz chito sayer gefen asein avarimai. The Gemara learns that over there that the shear is it's an asmachta for the shear of b'kei gregris. So the Gemara, how do you know where does the shear k'kei gregris come from? Not based on that pasuk. That pasuk is only an asmachta. So the Gemara, and the ikra d'dina is that it really comes from the halacha l'meishu b'sinai, and the pasuk we attribute it only to an asmachta. But the Rashbam adds another nakuda here. The Rashbam says that besides it being the halacha l'meishu b'sinai, besides it being the asmachta, comes the Rashbam, and the Rashbam says the nature of this din is a din in malachas machshevis. That's the reason why the Torah said there's a din of kegregris. There's a component of the din of malachas machshevis that we have when it comes to isurei malachas. And therefore, because where there's a separate requirement of malachas machshevis when it comes to malachas, that's the mechayev of why it has to have the shear of a kegregris.
So he's giving the philosophy of
He's giving it out. Rat Mamish, unsolicited by the Rashbam. I mean, Pashri would say, it's Allah HaMashmi Sinai, if Havas, it's a Kassav, it's a Din Azah, it's Allah HaMashmi Sinai. The Rashbam, unsolicited, is coming to get linked to a Hezmer, which creates problems. First of all, we'd have to declare, according to the Rashbam, what would be by the Din of Chatzi Shir, according by the Malachas of Shabbos. Remember, we had a Raya from Rashi and the Fayindalin and Shabbos by the Malacha of Baira or Bishal. Rashi says it's a Din of Chatzi Shir. So if we hold, then Alma, what is the din of Chatzi Shir, the Gzeres HaKosuv of Chatzi Shir that it's Aser Min HaTayrim? It's a din called Chalev, that where the Gzeres HaKosuv is, that you need a Kezayis, or you need whatever Shir that we have, a Kegris, whatever Halachis that we have. If, the, for example, there's Halach, you're not allowed to eat Nevela if it's a Kezayis. You're not allowed to be kareach karcha. A person's not allowed, let's say, to tear his hair out of his head al ames. And the shear, let's say, would be a shear of a kegris. And the person would do less. So he's also tearing his hair out of his head, except with less. A person's also eating nevela, except with less. So there's din of chatzi shear. But let's say you're lacking an ikar component that it takes, an essential component that it takes in order for the yisr to be applicable. It's not stam a shear. It's because if you don't have that shear, you don't have the malachas machshevis. So if you have less than a kezayis or less than a kegregris, you do less than a shear, or it's more than less than a shear, you're missing a component that's not even, it's not b'chlam alavas machshevis. It's not that you're doing the same thing with less. You don't, you're missing the component of alavas machshevis. Makes it much harder to understand the din of chatzi shear, that it should be aser mid ha-tayra. Maybe according to Rashbam, it's not aser mid ha-tayra. Rashi who says that it's aser mid ha-tayra, maybe Rashi doesn't hold that it has anything to do with malachas machshevis. Just exeres ha-kasuv. As soon as he introduced a whole new concept, a whole new component of why the Torah gave the shear of kegregris, then the chayra, if it's less than that, you're missing that component. So it's not only missing a shear, you're missing an essential component that it takes for the Isser to be violated. And therefore, it's very yitachar, according to the Rashbam, that this then won't apply. But what, according to the Rashbam, if the shear of the Kegregris, the shear that we have by Malachas Shabbos, is based on the din of Malachas Machshevis, then the whole Rambam Svara L'chayre is not shayach. Because the Rambam said we have a Svara, that if the shear that we have by when it comes to the malacha of Geizes is the shear of Malay Asit Kafel. So the Rambam, then the shear that we're going to have by the Isra of Gizas, by Giza Vavayda, is also going to have to be the shear of Malay Asit Kafel. Because how could it be that the shear of Malacha Shabbos is going to be more than the way it is all over? What do you mean, why is it going to be more? Here there's a din of Malachas Bach Shevis, Salomo, there's no din of Malachas Bach Shevis. So the Rambam's Yir Ali, when the Rambam says, Yirali, she'ain't olike ad she'yigzais k'dei rechav asit kafu. That's Yirali, that he's not going to get Malchus for the Yisra of Giza by Psuli HaMukdashim, unless it's Malay asit kafu, lo yeheza chamer mishabbos. How could it be more chamer than Shabbos? Wasn't it? By Shabbos, it's a din of Malachus Bach Shabbos. By Yisra of Giza, there's no din of Malachus Bach Shabbos. Therefore, l'chayra, we have a machlaikis, and together, all of these shiurim that we had through these prakim, in Perik, Amaytziyayin, and in Perik, Rabbi Akiva, and all the prakim that we have, what is the gather of these shiurim? L'chayra, saying. According to the Rashbam, it's a din and malachas machshevis, the shiurim. And according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with the din malachas machshevis. Perhaps, maybe, we could clear whether or not the din of Achatzi Shir Asa Bina Taira will apply according to the Rashbam. According to the Rambam, the Shiurim are no different than any other Shiurim. Perhaps there's a din of Achatzi Shir Asa Bina Taira.
But the Rambam is saying it for the din.
Huh? What?
Maybe the Rambam means that it has to be some Gita, that's Kosher. And it is not Kosher for Shabbos.
Yep, so the Rambam is saying the Svara, that how could it be? You can't say that if we have the shiurim that are established by Shabbos as a precedent, that other dinim are going to be more chamer. Now, according to the Rashbam tells us that the reason by Shabbos is based on a din of Malachas Bach Shabbos. It's a whole new svara. It's a whole new svara. What would happen, for example? Fire. What do you want to say?
That the Rashbam only says the din of Malachas Bach Shabbos
Well, let's see if there's enough. All right, so let's see whether it makes enough gemina. All right, yeah, good. Let's see if it makes enough gemina. What's bothering me is a couple of things. This Rambam, who holds that Shabbos serves as the precedent, and therefore Shabbos serves as the precedent that the shear is the shear of Malay Asit Kafel. Therefore, if that's the shear by Shabbos, that has to be the shear by the Yisra of Gizo also. So what's bothering me is a few points. Take the Yisra of Basar B'chalav. What's the shear of Bishol on Shabbos for a person to be over the shear of Bishol? Shear the shear of Gregris. Let's say a person wants to be Mavashal Basar B'chalav, how much does he have to cook in order to be over? Sumpter Rambam and Hilchos Machalos Asuras. The shear is a shear of Kizayis. A Kizayis is not as big as a Kegregris. Which means that when the Torah is Asurs, when the Torah Asurs, Basar B'chalav, the Isra of Bishol, the Torah Asurs, the Isra, with an Isra of Bishol, Basar B'chalav, the Torah says you can't cook less than a Kizayis. You can't cook more than a Kizayis. If you cook a Kizayis, you're having a lav. Even though when it comes to Malacha Shabbos, over there, the shear is a kegregris. There you have a case where there's an Isser Bishol and Kol HaTorah that it requires, that's more chamer than the way it is by Shabbos.
Because we have said the Shir Achila, Shir Achila, Ein Achila Pachas Mikazayis.
But again, we're talking about with the, again, but the drasha is it's a separate din legabe bishul. We're not talking about the Yisr of Achila. We're talking about the din of the Yisr bishul. The Yisr bishul is also because I has nothing to do with the Yisr of Achila. Maybe I will have to do with the Yisr of Achila. But then, but the ma'ase you see that the Yisr it shayach for had to have an Yisr bishul of kol ha'tayra, which is more chomer than the din by Shabbos. Take for example the Yisr that we have of harvesting. The Yisr of Kaitzer is how much? Gregorius. We have another Yisr Kaitzer in the Torah. You're not allowed to harvest Chadosh. Besides the Yisr of eating Chadosh, besides the Yisr of the Achila of Chadosh, there's a din, you can't, the first Tvua that you harvest, after you harvest after Pesach, has to be the harvesting that you're using, you're doing for the carbon ha'omer. If you're harvesting something else besides the carbon ha'omer, you're ever alav. It's a lav of kaitzer. There are two isurim in Chodesh. We can't eat the new tvua that before that has the heter of akravas ha'omer. And besides that, you need the harvesting of the ha'omer in order to be matir the harvesting of the chamesha's minei dagon. If you don't have the harvesting, the reishis ketzirchem, that you have of the Eimer, that if you don't have that, then there's an Isser of Ketzirah to harvest other things. How much is the Isser Ketzirah there? The Rambam and Hilchos Tmidim and Musafim. We'd have to assume the Rambam and Tmidim and Musafim, the way he brings what? The Shir Kegregris? The Rambam doesn't say any Shir there. There, the Rambam, we'd assume that Stam Kaitzer, it's any amount. Any amount is enough for Kaitzer. For example, what is Kaitzer in Kol HaTayra? Yerushalmi tells us in Peyer, where there's a chiyuv when it says Upas Sotcha, where is an Isra Upas Sotcha like Zitzar, when is the din a person starts the harvest, he's chayv right away in the mitzvah of leaving over Peyer. How much does he have to harvest in order to be chayv for the mitzvah of Peyer to be chal? A Shibailus. One Shibailus, that's all he needs. It's read that, and as soon as he has that shibaylus, that represents, that's called the first deck of ksira, that immediately is going to be mechayev, the mitzvah of leaving over paya. So the Rambam says, an iser kaitzer, what is it? It means any kind of ksira. It's not saying, it doesn't say the shir has to be a kegregris. The steam is, lashon Rambam is, anything, even if it be one shibaylus, will be over the iser of kaitzer. Or, how much does he have to plant on Shvius in order to be chayver the Yisra of Shvius? Depends how the Rama, how much the Shear is in order to be chayver by Shabbos. Rashi's Shita is in order to be chayver the Yisra of Zereya by Shabbos, you also need the Shear Kegregris. How much do you need to be chayver on Kilayim? Suppose a person plants in Nachal Esam. Then when the place where he goes and he brings the Egla Rufa, there's an Yisra Asher Lo Yaved Bo V'Lo Yizareya. How much does he have to plant in order to be over the Yisr of Lo Yizareya when it comes to Nachal Esa? There's rayas that in order for a person to be over that Yisr, the din is he has to be, it doesn't make a difference how much he plants. There's a Reya Kol Shehu. There's in the Sefer, Nachal Esa, Negla Rufa, brings a Chachas that the Yisr of Zereya refers to the Yisr of Zereya is even in a Kol Shehu, which means that even if you hold that the Yisr of Zereya on Shabbos is a Kegregris, Afal Pikein, when it comes to other Yisurei Torah, it comes to Nachal Eson, it'll come to Shmias, the Yisr will be, and Echanamid Yisr is able to be less. I saw the Milchas Chinuch says that Echanamid, what'll be the Yisr by Shmias? If we learn like the Rambam, the Shir will have to be the same Shir as you have by Shabbos. That's very shver. It doesn't say in the Rambam like that. If you're going to learn like the Rashbam, the Yisr will be able to be less. Because according to the Rashbam, the only reason why you have that shir by Shabbos is only because you have an added component. And that is the component of Malavas Bach Shabbos. It wouldn't be a raya that got to be all over things, all other things. But if we have rayas that the gabi other halachas, the Yisurim, are less, then we have a problem. So why does the Rambam say, when it comes to the shear of Mreichav Hasit Kafel, that, and that's the shear that we have by Shabbos, so then why is it that when it comes to the Yisur of Giza, the Rambam says you can't possibly have it where the Yisur by Shabbos is going to be Mreichav Hasit Kafel, and the shear that you have by Giza is going to be less? You say, what would the Rambam hold by Bosar Mechalov? He holds over there the shear that it's Bishol is even a Kezayis. Well, he's from the Stimus HaRambam, and he'll just meet him in Musafim. He holds by Kaitzer, it's less. If we assume that the Rayas are right, that when it comes to Reb Chaim Kanevsky in his Sefer on Negla Rufa brings the Rayas, that for the Yisr is Riyah by Nachal Eson, it's able to be even with a Kolshu. If the Yisr is a Kolshu, so why would it be less than the way it is by Shabbos? And L'chayr, it's clear like that. The Tosefta tells us, we have a Rayah from a Tosefta in Psachim. How much does a person have to be over when there's a Chabura that participates together in a Karban Pesach? So we know there's an Isser, just like there's an Isser of Haitzah on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Bimaitzi, Basar HaPesach, Mechabura L'Chabura. To take the Pesach, to take the Basar HaPesach, Mechabura L'Chabura, the din is, he's also Iver of Laisaitzi Min Abayis. There's an Isser of Laisaitzi Min Abayis. We get clear, we have the same dinim or not, Shnayim Sha'asu in the case of Haitzah, whatever the sugya that everybody just learned. But what is that? What if a person will be over the Yisr of Bimaitzi Basar HaPesach Mechabura L'Chabura? How much would he be over in order over there for to, if he's, in order for him to be over the Yisr of L'Saitzi? And the Tosefta is Lahedya, that in order for a person to be over the Lav of L'Saitzi Min Abayis when it comes to Basar HaPesach, all he has to do is to be Maitzi a Kezayis. Even though if a person is mitzi from Rishus HaYachet to Rishus HaRabim, how much baser is he mitzi? Kegregers. So you see, L'chaira over there, Clark, that the dinim that we have in Kol HaTorah are not limited to Shabbos. They're not limited to the way it is by Shabbos. You can have a precedent by Shabbos to have certain shiurim like a shiur of Kegregers, and the dinim of the other Isura are not. And we can cane, so what does the Rambam mean? When the Rambam says that if the shear by Giza is Malay Hasit Kafel, then the shear by the Yisra of Giza by Psilia Mugdashim is also Malay Hasit Kafel. If we see by other Yisra Torah that they're not limited dafke to the way the shear are by Shabbos. That's the problem. I think Lani is Daiti, that there's a fundamental difference in these Yisurim. I'm just going with your Mahal. The Rambam is Maida to the Rashbam. And it's Yitachon, the Rashbam can be Maida to the Rambam. There's no Machlekes. That which we see in all these Prakim that we just had, we saw it in Amitziyayin, saw it in Perek Rabbi Akiva, we see it in Perek and Mahamatzniya, all these Prakim which give us the Shiurim of Malachas. These are all shiurim that are based on what? There are two sets, I think, of shiurim. There are two sets of shiurim. There's one set of shiurim that we have by Yechlin. That is the halacha l'mishmi Sinai. That's the shiur of Kegregris. And then there are all the other things. Hamaitzi yayin kedei mezigas hakais. If a person is maitzi chalav, the shiur of kedei gemiyah. If a person is mitzi dvash, the shears can they lead in alakosis? It's a different thing. Where do all those shiurim come from? You mean tell me we have 10,000 alakos lebei shabbi sinai legabe every substance what the shear is? It's not mistaber, and it doesn't say anywhere. It's alakos lebei shabbi sinai. The pashtus is there. These are shiurim that Chazal gave over to the chachamim to decide what is called a haitzah of consequence. What is called a significant act of haitzah? In order, what's called a chashuv b'shir of haitzah? So they said, "No, you might see dvash if it's a haitzah of consequence because it's the shir that you put on top of a kusis of an injury of a sore, or you go and you'll be might see the shir of chalav kidegmiya or yayin chai, which is the shir of kideg mezigas hakais or zrayim, whatever you're, the things that they're talking about." That is Masar ready to Chazal to decide what is considered to be a significant shear. Kegregris, look, Chazal, you know, if we came to Eichlin, maybe it'll be a difference if you might see caviar or if you might see a hot dog. Caviar is a lot, very expensive. You take a little apple, a drop of caviar, you know, it could be you would need a lot less than a kegrigris in order to be chayv, if it would be kosher. I mean, if I'm metach, basically it's kosher or not. But it's not, it's not. So, but let's say it would be kosher. So over there, Mistam, there's a way to make it kosher today also. So, but one thing is for sure, it's much more chashuv than atok. And therefore, in Svara, I would be able to hear that the shear for haitzah, for caviar, it's not the same shear as atok. But it's not like that. Because by Eichlin, there's halacha l'meish b'sinai, that you need a shear of kegregris. But I would say in Svara, wouldn't say like that in Svara. But in the halacha l'meish b'sinai, we have the shear kegregris. Comes the Rashbam.
Why is the bash different and cholov different?
That's because there you don't use it for food. There it's different. There you're not using it for food. And it's not food. It's a mashke. Mashke is different. Stam mashke is a shear of revius. Stam mashke is a shear of revius. The shear of yayin is not the shear of revius because of its chashivas. That already comes. Where does that come from? That comes from chazal. Where does it come from? That milk is the shear of kedei gmiya. It's a mashke. First of all, if it will be an eichel, then it would be. It would be non-negotiable. If it will be an eichel, it would have to be a kegregris. It's only because it's a mashke. It's a mashke, now it's already up to Chazal. It's needing the Chazal to determine what's a shear of a chash of a mashke.
It's
a
right.
Well, wait, 1 second. This is not only a din in Haitzah. Not only a din in Haitzah. The shiurim that we have, you do a malacha. Let's say you did a malacha. Let's say you boiled up milk. That's not a din in Haitzah. That's not a din in Haitzah. It's nothing to do with Haitzah. How much would you say if a person would boil? We'll come back to this and say, let's say a person would boil up milk, not food. Food is about a kegregris. He would boil up milk. How much milk would he need to boil up in order to be chayiv? Shir kedegmiya. Not a din in haitzah. It has nothing to do with haitzah. There's no special din of shiurim for haitzah. Pashtus. It's at least clear. It's clear like that at least in a raivid. But hopefully we'll have time. Maybe we'll come to that. So,
but if he wants to take the milk out, he could be telling him what he's going to do with the milk and how he's going to use it.
Yes, all right, we'll see about what happens. I'm not talking about the dush when a person milks the behemoth. I'm talking, let's say he had milk in a cup and he went to cook the milk. How much milk does he have to cook in order to be over? So at least we would assume that the share is kedei gemiya. If that's a share by Hatzah, that's the share by any of the malachas. We could hear like this. When you're talking about a shear which is taken out of our hands, because the halacha l'mishmisinai took it out of our hands, it's not up to us to decide whether it's caviar, whether it's atul. That the halacha l'mishmisinai took out of our hands, nothing to do with it. Dr. Rashbam, where does such a thing come? Why was the Torah nachis to go and get to interfere with this and to be kaveh the shear dafke kegregris? Dr. Rashbam, so there he brings in the svarah malachas machshavas. Maybe in Svara we would say that there are other things that maybe are chashuv. No, maybe you would, but the halacha l'mishmisinai takes it out of our hands. It's not left us to decide anymore. But what about when it comes to all the other shiurim that were left to Chazal to decide things that were chashuv? There already it's different. Because there, what are you going to say? They're going to say that it's chashuv l'gabe Shabbos, but it's not chashuv l'gabe something else. And to be mechalak b'sakina charifa, and to say l'gabe Shabbos it's chashuv, l'gabe other things it's not chashuv. If they hold that the shear itself was chashuv, then there's going to be one uniform shear for what all other isurei Torah that we're dealing with is, whatever isurei Torah are. Well, the Rambam is telling us that if the shear of malei hasit kafel is the shear that's required for malacha Shabbos, where does that shear, Malei Asit Kafel, come from? Is that halacha l'mishmisinai like a gregris? Or that's like the shiurim that we have in Perek HaMitziyayin, and in Perek Rabbi Akiva, and Perek HaMatzniya? We don't find any mention of Malei Asit Kafel being a halacha l'mishmisinai. Maybe we need a raya. But the chayra, from all the cases that we have in these prokim, we certainly would be able to hear, and Bnei Yeshua assumes like this also, that the shiurim are certainly come only based on the rabbanan. There is no halacha l'meishu b'sinai. If we're now clarifying about the shiur of malei asit kafel, let's assume for a minute, let's make a hanacha, a premise that the share of Malay Asit Kafal that we have is the share also that was given over to by Chachamim. It was not a halacha l'meishim b'Sinai. And there Chazal came and they said, that's the share of consequence, that's the share of significance that should make a person be chayav for a malacha. So to Rabbi Mabazoy, you can't be mechalik with Sakina Harifa. If Chazal came and said, that's a share chashuv, then it will be a share chashuv when it comes to the Yisra of Giza v'Avayda. But Dr. Rambam, let's say the shear of Bishol is a shear of Kegrigris by Shabbos. There you can't be Mechalik between that and other Isurei Torah. That's a special halacha of Shvi Sinai. Maybe like the Rashbam based on Malachas Machshavis. You're talking about other things that are just the Tali and whether or not they're Koshub, whether they're not Koshub. And you're not adding the variable of Malachas Machshavis at all. So over there, it's up to Rambam. If you're talking about other dinim of Bishul, like you have by Basar Mechalav, it's very Yitachan that the shear will be a Kigzayas. If you're talking about a shear, let's say it being Zereyim Benachal Eisen. There, the shear is a shear of Kigregris by the Zereyim by Shabbos. But the Zereyim Benachal Eisen is not Tully, and that you don't have to deal with that variable, with that dimension. And therefore, over there, maybe the shear itself is less. If you're talking about the Yisr of Kaitzer, where the shear on Shabbos is the shear of a Kigregris, and now we want to know how much you're not allowed to harvest before the Ktsira of the Omer Reishis Ketzirchem. So Tram is no Tushtal, that's a separate halacha l'meshem yisina of Asher Kegregers. Basut Zahar, to this halacha of the Yisr Ktsira, Kaidim L'Omer, because on Shabbos is a halacha of Lagos Mach Shabbos, because you have Asher of Kegregers. I mean, the halacha of Kegregers, the Ramam holds Kegregris as a unique halacha by virtue of the fact that it's Malachas Bat Shabbos. It'll only be a halacha Mesuyemis that you have by Shabbos. It's no right of Asa Mechalov. It's no right to give me the Yisra of Zerbiyah B'fai Nachal Eson. It's no right to what the Yisra of Ktsira will be, Kaidim the Ktsira of the Omer. It won't be a right in the Gabi, all the other halachas you're talking about. Halacha B'maitzi Basar HaPesa Chutz L'chabura. So the Ravada the Sheretz Kizayis. I'm limited to Maitzi Basar HaPesach Chutzul Chabur, because on Shabbos there's an Isra of Kegregris when you're Maitzi. That then is a din of Malachas Machshavis. But up to Rambam, when you're talking about the share of Malay Asit Kafel, there if we have a license to say, because we have Kama Halachas that we have, another Ashiyurim that are not based on Halacha L'Mashini, they're based on the Hashara of Chazal. So based on the Hashar of Chazal, that's based on what's called the Shir Chashuv. So it's called the Shir Chashuv. So to Rambam, they said that it's the Shir Chashuv by Shabbos, that means it's called the Shir Chashuv. They never said that there's going to be a Shir Chashuv for Shabbos as opposed to anything else. If it's Shir Chashuv, then it's there. They're not Michal, Misakina, Harifa, Bidid Shabbos, or anything else. And the Emperor's like, Rambam, the Shir Malay Asit Kafel that you have by Shabbos, if you have it by Shabbos, you're going to have it by the Yisra of Giza also.
What is the Rashbam
gain
by saying?
Yeah, why does he? Over there, Malachas Bashevis, what does he gain? Yeah. I don't know why. It's not necessary for us to say what he says there. The Rashbam is saying, the Rashbam not barfaring these points. But the Rashbam is saying it. You have to know, Echanami, that is a kasha. Why the Rashbam, why he's explaining, he's just telling what the shear is. And he's saying you need it because it is not Malachas Bashevis. That anyway is shver in the Rashbam, why he has to add it. Right? Who said that it has anything to do with Malachas Bashevis? And to create complications, like, I mean, how you understand, or whether or not there is a din of chatzis shir, whether there's not din chatzis shir. The shaila is, maybe, is there a makom to say, not like the way we're saying, and to say that the shir, maybe we're right, and that to say that all the shiurim that we have are avada d'rabbanan. What, you're going to make? Again, like we said, 10,000 halachos lo shvi Sinai, everyone, every different substance, and every material is a basundar halacha b'shinei, so not mistaber. Rabbi Yankiv. Is mistaber the way of saying it's in it? You say everyone is a basundar halacha l'mashah b'shinei? Not mistaber. L'aniz d'aiti, not mistaber at all. But maybe there would be a makom to say, malei asit kafel, maybe that's different. Rabbi Chaim assumes that malei asit kafel is different. Rabbi Chaim assumes that malei asit kafel is halacha l'mashah b'shinei. Lani is daiti, we could ding zuch shtark on Reb Chaim. If we have, wait, one second. If you have all the other ones that are all Masar HaKosav L'Chachamim, then there's not, it's not vait to say that Malay Asit is also halacha, is not halacha Mashiach, it's a drabbana. The L'Chaim we have a raya.
What does Reb Chaim say?
In the Rama. Yeah, he's saying it in the Rama. But again, but it's, it, it, He's bringing it, Lagabe, I don't know if it's absolutely essential for Lagabe what we're dealing with, but he mentions it in the passing. He says, that's Allah HaMashiach B'Sina. But L'chayra, we wouldn't have to learn like Rav Chaim at that point. And L'chayra, we have a raya. Mara brings, L'chayra, we have a raya. Gemara brings, we have the Gemara that find test. What is the shear of Ur for a person to be over Haitzah of the Haitzah of Ur on Shabbos? So the Gemara tells us, what's the shear when your mighty hide? The Mishnah on the find test brings that what is the shear? Ur Kadei Lasses Kamiya. The shear that it takes to make a Kamiya. The amulet. So, the Gemara says, "Ba'amenei Rabamir." What is the R we're talking about? The shear kadei lasas kamiya, R which is meubit. It's meubit. What about R that's not meubit? It's before the stages where they go and they mix it with upfits. Up before they make it upfits and not upfits, they mix it with the golmo juices. Everybody learned before they process it to tan it. So the Gemara says, "Bal menei ravamir of that when hamaitzi yar bekama hamaleket is not nor can he lasses kamiya." Says hamaabdo bekama. Suppose a person is ma'abed it. What about if he's ma'abed it? What's the bit of shear there? Leishna. So the Gemara. So what does it mean again? Where it's hamaabdo ba'abed? Where it's the shear that for ibud for the malacha of ibud? Zog the Gemara. The shear is also the same shear of today lasas kamiya. Umina tamra, so tamara, ula abdo bakama, amalai laishna, umina tamra. Now, what does it mean, the abed? Oyer ha oime the yabdo, vadain la yabdo, bakama shear hatsasa. What is the shayla of the Gemara? If the person goes and he might see the R, which is ma'ubid, the shear is today lasas kamiya. Suppose the R is not ma'ubid, how much R do you have to be might see in order to be over on the malacha of haitzah, right? Be over the malacha of haitzah. So the Gemara, the same thing. Amar lei leishna. Doesn't make a difference. The share, and you're talking about R, while it's R ma'ubid, but whether it's R that's not ma'ubid, even if it's in the stage before, it's chashu, because you made it ma'ubid, the bald, if you would be ma'abidit, it would become chashu, and the share would be kadei lasas kamiya. Even if you didn't do it with the shear, even if the R is not yet ma'ubid, the shear is the exact same thing.
Because it's totally where you want to
do. All right, because the timing, because the time, right, mask it. Because the timing for that, and that's when you're going to use that. But that'd be, yeah, that's when it's, that what lema is lemaisa, the thing that you're going to do with it. And therefore, we're not mechalik in the shiurim before the ibud, not the ibud, doesn't make a difference. If ultimately the end product is that it's going to be ma'ubid and it's going to be chashud, kedei lasas kamiya. Exactly the way you're saying. So even beforehand, that's it. Great thing, Gemara. How do you know? Me not Tamra, you say as Asvar. Fine amazement. Maybe it does make a difference if it's before the Ibud or after the Ibud. It is not. Person is Malabein Semer. And he's Menapates and he goes and he combs it out. Vatseveya, and then he dyes it. And then Vahatayva, he spins it. Shiuro Kamalei Rechav Hasit Kafu. The shear by all these things is Kamalei Hasit Kafu. Even though, ultimately, the whole Shibis of Malei Hasit Kafu is only after the Tviya. But by the Niputz, it's also the shear. By the Libun, when he cleans it, it's also the shear. Rashi over here says,
yeah.
Liabein, Hamalabein, Sitka, Hemish, Alma. So what do we see? Kaven de Menapates, Hamalabein, Litviya Kai, Shiure Kitviya. Since the whole thing itself is Aimid for Tviya, therefore, in the stages before the Tviya, the Shear is the same thing as it is by Tviya. By Tviya is ultimately when it becomes a thread, it's Chashav, you spin it. And that's when it's usable, when it's a spun thread. Therefore, when you set it up to become a spun thread, through the niputz, through the libun, the shear of all that is the shear, because ultimately, what shear will be chashuv that will be usable? the share of Malay Asit Kafel. And that's the Gemara. That's how the Gemara brings a raya to the din of Ar, which is Ma'ubid. The Gemara brings a raya from the share of Malay Asit Kafel that he had by Libun and by Niput. What's bothering me is, why is the Gemara last bringing a raya from Malay Asit Kafel? Why did the Gemara not bring a raya from Kaitzer and Ma'amer and Dosh? Because ultimately it's going to be lead to a Bishul and the share is still the same share of Kikragris. What's the Gemara bringing a raya? The Gemara has to be maybe Memerchak Lachman to go and bring a raya from cases, from a case of Niput and from Libun. Why did the Gemara bring a raya from the regular case of Kaitzer and Ma'amer and Dosh and Bayer and all the cases that were ultimately lead to the Bishul? You see the share of the ultimate Bishul where it's going to be my raya lachilis kikregris. And now when I'm Kaitzer or I'm Dosh, where it's not even edible, the shear is the same kikragris as the way it is, the way it's going to be later on when I'm eating it. So why did the Gemara have to bring a raya from here? Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the whole Sidur in the past? Why did the Gemara bring a raya from the whole Sidur in the past? The Tarot says it couldn't bring a raya from Sidur in the past. Because over there it's a din hazat, it's a kasav alof ala moshe b'sinai. Kikragris, it's not based on tzvaris. It's alof ala moshe b'sinai. Here it's based on a svara. And we want to know, the whole shayla of the Gemara was, whether here and that it's not nikta because of the Chachamim, where the Chachamim came and did they say the same shear or they not say the same shear when it came to the Shah, to the shear of Ar Kedei Liabei. After the shear, but before the Yibud, it's nothing to do with the shear after the Yibud. So to I'll bring you a ride from Malay Asit Kafel, where the Shiurim are the same, even though over there it's all based on the Chazal from Chazal's Ashara. But the Gemara wouldn't bring a ride from the case of food by Yochlan. It's a Naizer Sakosuf. It's a new Allah Halabai should be seen in Abkhan Gregorius. From there we won't bring the riot. Therefore, with Mistaber the way we're saying, that the Shir Malay Asit Kafel is Taka Shir of that's given over to the Chazal. And they're the ones that were Kaveyin. And they're the ones that were Kaveyin. And there the Rambam, and only there the Rambam says that if we have the precedent when it comes to Shabbos, that Hu Adin, Behu Atam, and Kol Atayr, what will happen by all those things? That the Shear is a Kegregris? Basar Pesach, it'll be Kezayis. Basar B'chalav, it'll be Kezayis. Sireya by Nachaleson will be a Kolshehu. Kaitzer, by other things, it'll be a Shear Kolshehu. Perhaps.
According to Rashbam, that he's learning Al Chashivas. So how could you equate the Chashivas of Bishul where it's ready for the Chashivas of Kesira where it's 20 steps behind?
Yeah, I mean, if it is, because it seems that each one is chashuv. I mean, maybe that goes, maybe that's why the Rashbam is Yitochim after this Gemara. Maybe it's possible after this Gemara. I mean, before this Gemara, let's say there would have been a reason to be Mechalik. Then, Eidacharami, the Rashbam would be harder to understand. Then you tell me it's chashuv based on the Malachas Bashevis, and you see the Shiurim are different before it's prepared when they're preliminary activities to the end product. But in the Maisa, the end product and the preliminary activities are the same. Therefore, the Rashbam is very good that he uses Svar Melech Svar Shevis over there also.
The whole issue is based on what you can use it for.
What ultimately you'll use it for, even though at the stage that it is, it's not usable. You see over here, that you see throughout in this Gemara. But the Gemara has to bring a Raya from the Gibbeth, from Melecha, Melabit, and Menapit. Perhaps we see, it could be a very big nafkaminas in dealing with the Shiurim that we have in other areas also. We have a Rambam. No, a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah. I don't have a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm sorry. This is what was Megaya. We have... Sorry. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of our Maitse Yayin, we have a big problem. The Mishnah tells us, like we said before, what's the shear for the Haitzah of Chalav? Kedeg Miya. Not 100% clear how much that is. Kedeg Miya. Is it more than a Kegregris or less than a Kegregris? Pashas, you learn it's less than a Kegregris. Taisvis doesn't learn like that. Taisvis in one shot learns that it's more than a Kegregris. So it's not clear exactly what the shear of Kedeg Miya is. But whatever the shear of Kedei Gemiya is, I don't know if everybody learns, they get tomorrow's Gemara. And Daf Tzadik, the Gemara says the case where we have the whole machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanim, the Gemara brings hachaylev hamachabeit hamegaben kegregris. Hachaylev, if a person takes milk from a behema, and he makes butter, or he makes cheese, he's chayev. Chayev for how much? Kegregris. It's a kegregris. He's chayev for a kegregris of chalav, a kegregris of cheese, and a kegregris of churning butter. So chayev, we have a stira. This is a problem. What do you mean the shear is kegregris? The Mishnah in Mamaytzi Yayin said that the shear is a shear of kedegmiya. So I'm sure everybody's going to be bothered by this when you see it's the Gemara tomorrow.
That's what you're saying, the difference between liquid and solid. Liquids don't go by the shear of kegregris.
I'm asking. And yet, it says kegregris here. By
isn't this a dosh question?
No,
isn't
this a dosh question?
What?
Isn't this a dosh of farak?
Whatever chaylev is, we have six sheetahs in Rishonim, what it is. It's either dosh, it's mefarak. It says mefarak. Okay. The shayla is what the mefarak means here. Okay. Does the mefarak mean dosh? Does mefarak mean bayer? Does even a shafarak means memachek? Does mefarak mean teichen even? Does mefarak mean geizes?
But then that's all the sedir of the past. So
maskim. But it does say, again, but it does say the share is a kegregris.
Because it's not the milk, it's the milking over here.
Well, wait. Okay. So it says, you take milk out of the behemah, the share is a kegregris.
Right.
There, when you take milk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it's a share kedegmiyah. Taisvis is the stealer. So Taisvis is aimed on this kasha. Taisvis, in the beginning of Hamaytzi Yayin, Taisvis says certain chilukim. Hikshar Abenu Ephraim. Here it says, there it says in Hamatzmi, Achaylev, Amachabet, so Amagaben, kegregris. And Ve'ein Maytzi L'chaylev, we say the Ma'ab is, he says the Shear is a kegregris. So how here we're saying, how could it be the Shear of kedegmiyah? Teretz read, the Stam Chol of Ligmiyah, the Nafish Mika Gregris. Taisa says, in one Teretz, the Stam Chol of Isaimit for Gmiyah. Stam Chol of Isaimit for Gmiyah. Unless you do it for not for Gmiyah. Unless you do it not for that. So he's Mechalik in the Metzius, Taisa. Then he says, another Teretz of Taisa, Chol of Kavar Be'en, maybe it's different. Abel Chaylev, Lo Mechayev Elike Gregris. If you're Mechaylev, you only would be Matriach to do it Ke Gregris. And if it's already existent, then it's just a question of being mighty from Mishisecha to Mishisarabim, then you would make me mighty even less. But for the act of Chaliva, you wouldn't go be Matriach to do and exert and spend all your energy from the act of Chaliva to do less than the Shirke Gregoris. So, Taisas Zechaluk. If we take a look at a Rambam, the Rambam Shita is that when you're chaylev, when the Rambam holds, when you're chayvel, the Rambam says, not like the other Rishonim, the Rambam says, hadash kegregris chayev, person it's dash, a kegregris is chayev, the ain disha ela begeduli karka, and disha is only with geduli karka, fine. Va mefarik, it's a tolda of dash. So the Rambam holds mefarik is a tolda of dash. Then, if a person takes blood out of somebody, he injures somebody. Not like Shitas Taisvis, who holds that it's the Malach of Natil's Neshama, told of Shechet. Not like Rashi and Shmaina Shratzim, who holds that it's the Malach of Tzeveya. The Rambam holds when you take blood out of someone, you're over the Malach of Mefarik. Hushi Yetzarek L'dam. Provided that it needs the dam shiotzah min ha-chabur. Avol niskabin lahazik bilvad, he's potter because he's mekalkel. That part of the Rambam we're leaving. It's not different, not so much what the Rambam means there either, but that part is not directly negating the name. The ein o chayiv ad shiyir bedam o becholav shehaitzi kegregris. So up the Rambam, the only time when you're chayiv for being mitzi dam for chayvil or for chalav is only if you're mitzi a kegregris.
Well,
seems in all cases.
The dam is not for achila. I mean, why should this should be?
Well, so he's going to use it to give this behemoth for achila. Let's say that. Comes the Ravid, and the Ravid says, "V'chi hamashkin shiurim kegregris." Why should the shear be kegregris? What's a kegregris? From a chutin is kegregris with over here. V'lo chalav kedei gemiya. The shear of chalav, which we have to be kedei gemiya. U'shar maskin shiurim chalukim. The other ones now. The Ravid is a pellet. The Rambam is very careful of the Gemara. The says Achayle v'Machabetz. The Gemara says Achayle v'Machabetz v'Megabin. The shares get gregus. So Lyle a Rambam to the Naisav Gemal a Gemara. He's asking it's fair because the Mishnah says and Amayti Yain the shares get gregus. So I heard the Rambam say the shares get gregus. No, in the Gemara says the shares kick regus. You have a problem with the Gemara, it's connected the Mishnah. That's the fan for him, but it's not on the Rambam, the Kashan. The Pell is how the Ravid learned the Gemara. The Gemara in Tzadik says, the Shir Fai Chaylov is a kick regus. The Shal Tzadik Fan for the Steer. But comes the Kesav Mishnah. For Mitzvah Liyashiv, I mean, the Kesav Mishnah is what he means. I had a very big problem with the Kesav Mishnah. Kesav Mishnah says, Amar Avram, Chiyamashkin, Shiurin kick regus. He quotes the Ravid. The Ainzu Asogi. Sotli Ravid. This is not a Kasha. Sotli Kesa Mishnah. It's not a Kasha. That which the Ravid asks. The Ainzu Asogi. The Hasam Linyan Haitsa Mirshus Lershus. The reason is over there you're talking about Haitsa Mirshus Lershus. The Shir is going to be a Shir of Kedegmiya. Uma. Mayin yinzeh the Indian Aitzah's dam al-chala bimakam chiburam b'chai. What's that have to do of the Aitzah of dam or chala bimakam chiburam from a chai? Fatam shirin kegregris. The reason why the shirin kegregris is because these things are chashim eichel the chazu l'lapis behenas hapas. The chala of the shir, why it's going to be a shir, because you don't use it as a mashkin. You use it l'lapes as a pas. Again, it's a guess of Mishnah. You use it l'lapes, so therefore it's conceivable the shir is going to be kegregris. But the Ravid is, the guess of Mishnah is asking, what does this have to do? There, it was chala that you might see from Mishus HaYachat to Mishus HaRabim, the shir is kedegmiya. Here, it's you're taking it out from makam chiburo. And therefore, if you're taking it out from makam chiburo, and it becomes chalav. Now the shear of Ashtetzog is going to be a kegregris because it's right on that base by Esapas. What's the thing is up? The right, the Kesa Mishnah. What does he mean? Well, I mean, we saw the shiurim of the malachas. There's nothing special about Haitzah. There's nothing special about it. It's not a unique halacha, hilcha shiurei Haitzah as opposed to other malachas. They're all the same. Right, so that entices we saw, I mean, in Mechatesi, there's a difference between Hilchus Haitzah and Hilchus other Malachas, and the Fanas is a. But what does he mean? He's saying, so if you're taking out Mimakam Chiburo, the Baal that's able to be used for an Eichel, therefore the Shear becomes a Kegregris. No, it can be used as a Mashko also. So why doesn't it the Shear become a Shear of Kedei Gemiyah? He's saying, you're tiger at Mimakam Chiburo, so Bibaldus Raila Lapes Bozapaz. I understand the shear is going to be a King Gregor's. No, and if you take it out Mimakam Chiburo and it's right to put it into a cup and drink it, the shear is right for Kedeg Mia. So why say the shear is King Gregor's? Why don't you say the shear is Kedeg? Why don't you say the shear is Kedeg Mia? Because when you take it out Mimakam Chiburo, it's right to be drunk. You can put it into a cup and drink it. So the Nias Daiti, in light of the way we're saying, we can hear it very well. Take it another step in everything that we're saying. There's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. The halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai of Eichlin is that if it's a tikkun in kegregris, you're chayav for a shir kegregris. That's the halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, non-negotiable. If the tikkun in what you did, the malacha as a result of the malacha, there came out a tikkun and a kegregris of Eichlin, shares a kegregris. And therefore, if you're a mitzi from a behemah, chalav, what did you do the maisa chaliva in? What did you do the maisa disha in? You did the maisa disha in the chalav, you did the maisa disha in the behemah. The malacha is not only in the chalav, the maisa disha is in the ganze chepta of the behemah. As a result of the maisa disha that you did in the behemah, you produced a substance that's called chalav, that's right to be used for food. That halacha l'meishu b'sinai says that as a result of your maisa, kumtais a tikkun in food, the shir is going to be kegregris. But what about the shiurim that Chazal came and they said? These are chashuv things that you produced, and therefore you're chayiv. There they said, if you did what? You produced there they, what they said was, if you want to do a, you do a malacha, bitchila v'atzayif, in this hush of a substance, then you'll be chayiv. You do a malacha bitchila v'atzayif, in the sheer chalav of kidei gemiyah, you'll be chayiv. But let's say you did a maisa of chaliva and a behema. You didn't do a maisa in chalav. As a result of your maisa chaliva, it came out from that. A mashke that was for kidei, for the sheer of kidei gemiyah. The fact that you did something, and as a result of what you did in the behema, it resulted in a shirk of the gemiyah by chalav. That's not called the maisa malacha in chalav. That's only the product of what you did. That's not a shir that Chazal were mafshim to say that that's right to be considered a malacha. If you have a shir that started with food or started with all these things, and then as a result you started yadas chalav mitchila v'yatzayif, you had these shiurim, that's where Chazal came, and that was the hashara of Chazal. In a case where you did the malacha in the behema, you didn't do malacha in the chalav, you didn't do a maisa in the dam, you did a maisa in the person, you did a maisa in the behema, and as a result of that, you wound up with a kishir of kidei gemiyah. That's not the shir of kidei gemiyah that they were talking about. The shir of kidei gemiyah that they held was chashuv to be considered a malacha, is a malacha only where it started with malacha and ended with malacha. Not as a result of what you did it and you took it, b'makom chiburim, and a polyaitse was that. Is that you wound up with a shir of kidei gemiyah? That he holds, that's nothing. That's not the shir based on Chazal. When you're talking about the shir of the halacha l'mayshu b'sina, that's an absolute shir. It's an absolute shir. What is the absolute shir? So for that, that's the tikkun from the Eichel. The tikkun of the Eichel was for nafkamina. You started with that, you ended with that. Machnadais, you did it, and that's the ultimate tikkun, you're able to be chayiv. When you're talking about the shir that is already mustered to Chazal based on their ashara, for that they said, you need the chshivas of that maisa, mitchila v'yatzayif. And therefore over there, something kais mishnah, be another nafkamina, and dealing with the shiurim that we have by Kegregris, as opposed to the other shiurim that we have throughout these prakim, and amatziyayin, and per Rabbi Akiva, and amatzniya, that we have in all these prakim, and including the shiurim of Malei Asit, of how much your machayiv, and what are the tanayim that you need in order to be chayiv for these shiurim?
Squeezing grapes would be a grogros.
What?
Squeezing grapes.
Yeah.
Grogros, right? That would be the same thing like the milking, in other words. Squeezing grapes. And the grape juice that came out already, that already...
Yeah. So what will be the shiur for that? Something. Well, again,
it's the same like the milking. Right?
Yeah, so again, but remember, if you learn like the Kesa Mishnah, it's only because it's right, l'lapes ba'as ha'pas.
No, so but it's the same thing.
I don't know if that's true or not. They're my grapes.
Wine.
What about, again, the Kesa Mishnah is saying the milk is right on lapis, malas apas, face it in the Metzias if you have that Svara, the Kesa Mishnah Svara by grapes. Rav Yitzchak, what will happen by the grapes? What'll happen by the grapes? Huh?
Do you drink it with the pas or you dip it in the pas?
Again, he says it's right on, it seems that you could soak it in pas. I'm not sure what he means. The lapis balas pas. What does he mean, lapis balas pas? You're going to accompany it with pas. So what do you mean? You're going to eat it. You'll eat it like a cereal. Maybe you'll eat it. You put farfall milk. I mean, again, the lapis balas pas. Yeah, I'll leave that to you to tell me what he means in the Matzis. The lumdus over here. I'll leave to you.
Why should he say that just because it comes
to the behemoth? So that's a chilek. Wait, again. Let me get one thing clear. Right. I'm not saying that this follows from our discussion that this is, of course, what comes out. I'm saying the Kesem Mishnah says that something which is pash is very enigmatic. Right? It's inscrutable, but he's saying. So I'm giving an Eitzah, Afshar, and give something that should be more palatable. The svara, the chiluk that the Kesa Mishnah is saying in light of this chiluk. I'm not saying this is mukhrach as a result of what we said before. I said it's another shlav. If we say we go like the Kesa Mishnah, perhaps like the Kesa Mishnah, we can take what we said and it becomes a little bit more comprehensible. The next shlav.
The
parsha. Huh?
The
parsha. Oh, okay. All right. We have a chumash.
Yeah. I'm sorry, didn't mean much reach you.
You have a very big problem at the end of at the end of Vayigash, Klal Yisrael goes into Goshen. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen vayeochazuba vayifra vayivra miyay. And where did they come? Where does Goshen come from? We know in Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer brings that Goshen was the place that Paro gave Sarah. So it's already predetermined from Parshas Lech Lecha when Sarah was in the Rishus of Paro. And by part of the Vainaga, Ginoim Gedoilim Taparo, says that he wrote her up a ksuva and he gave a matana and achuza for Sarah Ladaire Dairis, the land of Goshen. And that was already part of the Maisa of the Simon Labanim. Chai Yisrael goes into Goshen. They remain in Goshen. They're not interested in going any place outside of Goshen. And that's called Mandeber with the Zayn the Yankiv. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen. Whatever it means, vayeyachazuba, whatever is vayeyachazuba, vayifru vayirbu miyayid, and they were part of a rava. Here we have by us in the beginning of Shemais. Bnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu, very derogatory term. What we have over here is it's a very derogatory term. The word vayishritzu. It's like shrutzim. V'nei Yisrael paru v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu b'imayid miyoy. And here, v'timolei ha'aretz ha'isa. Doesn't say they remained in Goshen like it says over there. V'yeshev Yisrael b'eretz mitzrayim v'yeretz Goshen v'yachazuba. Here it's already answering a whole different thing. V'timolei ha'aretz ha'isa. It seems that there was a very major transition that took place. Kolzman, they were with Yankiv Avinu. They knew their place. They can't become assimilated together in the Egyptian society. Right? Over here afterwards, the Shvatim, it became much more progressive, or the opposite of progressive, that they started to integrate, assimilate together with the rest of Mitzrayim, the Tamatim Alei Haaretz Haysan, they adopted their culture for themselves, and Mele Subzgivan and Gansan Andash. And Chazal tell us, Peldik a thing. Vayamas Yaisei b'chol echad b'chol adarahu. After Yosef died, they stopped being mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And they said, Niyech ha-mitzrim. We want to be like the Mitzrim. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo made an ass, he was mehapech the ava that the Mitzrim had to Klal Yisrael. And he produced sinner in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. It means that Kolzman they were in Goshen, and Kolzman that they didn't assimilate. Klai, the Mitzrayim saw it's because of them that we're alive. They saved us from the time of famine. And there was a Gevaldige Ahava for the Mitzrayim, where they wanted to become like the Mitzrayim. And they wanted to assimilate to the Mitzrayim. They wanted to copy the Mitzrayim. They also wanted to watch the same football games that the Mitzrayim watched. Then the Rebbeinu Shlomo made was Mahapech. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was Mahapech. The Ava that Mitzrayim had for them, and he produced the Sinner that Mitzrayim had.
Still too late.
Huh?
Still too late.
Yeah?
Game Giants.
So what's bothering me is, I saw that Rav Shalom Shvadron is, I don't really understand how he solves the problem. I don't really know what he means. But the problem is, if they wanted to be like the Mitzrayim, and they wanted to be, and they were mavatal. Even in America, who's mavatal bris mila? Person could be as a vite, so vite, but bris mila everybody has. And yet, what did they keep? They weren't mishana shemam l'shainim amalbusha. Is bris mila they were mavatal and they spoke Yiddish? Was more important for them to become Yiddishism than to be Mekayim Bris Mila. I mean, I could hear it. People, they wanted to make themselves Ice Yidden, they wanted to integrate themselves into the Egyptian society. I hear, but let them at least be Lishitasayu. Let them be consistent. They want to be Mavato Mila, so good. So let them put on all the modern clothing. They'll learn how to talk Arabic. And they'll go and they'll change their names. And that's all it is. They'll let them be consistent. They wanted to hold on to Lashainim and Malbusham and Shmam, and at the same time, be Maimish Gayim Gemurim, Niyah Kamitrim. What was Kashma? What was going on there? What happened there when they were in Mitzrayim? So I think, perhaps, they didn't want to be obliterate and to be Iker, their whole past. That Sakara, Sakara Satayiv, they understand they were proud of their past from Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. But they wanted it to be of a cultural interest. Not that it should be take over their lives, every facet of their lives. Culturally, about it, they wanted to be different about it. They spoke, they were Mashano Lashainam. They wanted to have their own identity, Shemam, Lashainam, Malbusham. Without the Shibudim of the whole Atzmius, of who they really were, and that their whole perspective in life meant that whatever they do, Yadish Ritten Trit of their lives was governed by a tyrant, by a Avodas Hashem. Those of you that feel. Culturally, they spoke that language, we'll speak that, the culture they could take, but not that their whole lives should be so totally consumed by a Torah, with an Avaida, with a Yeris Hashem, and everything itself is so totally different. And that was what the Golus was, the whole Shibud Mitzrayim was, that to be able to understand that they were different. Like that diamond, Tzameach Chayim Medaber, that Yisrael is not, it's not that he's culturally different. It's the fact that his whole atzmius and his mahus is so totally different that he is like a consumed with all the values and the Torah and the mitzvahs that it's required. And this is what we have. We still have to contend with today. You know, there was a very chashuv yid that Shainishda, and he always helped Rabbaran. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and all of Rav Aaron's, when he tried to bring you all of his values to Rav Aaron, his name was Rabbi Hollander. He used to have a Rabbi Aaron, so he had, he was a Rabbi Hollander. He used to write a column, and you could always count on him to be on the right side of things. He was there, the Gedolei Yisrael. Maybe people know him, but people knew him. Yeah? Huh?
Yeah, I know
him. You know him, huh? He was once walking, before it was popular in Russia in the 70s, he was walking down a street, and he had one of the refuseniks, person who mamish emes and mesiras nefesh to give up everything for the sake of Torah. And he asked him a question. He says, "You know, I don't understand. Yidden have been persecuted throughout the millennia. The Dairis are persecuted, and their sinner that they have for the goyim doesn't come to the sinner that the umas ha'olam that the goyim sinner has for the yidden. The svarim should be fakir." The Yidden have been persecuted for thousands of years. You would think that they would abhor mamish what a guy is. And they don't, you know, they don't have the same burning sin that the guy has for them, even though they never done anything to the guy. The svar is the exact opposite. So Rabbi Hollander thought about it. He says, "That's a good question." He didn't know what to answer. So the Russian boy says to him, "I think I know the answer to this question." He says, "Yeah, for us, what's the answer to this?" He says, "Because by us, there's a shtickle guy in each one of us anyway. We can't get ourselves to hate them. There's a shtickle guy in each one of us also. How could we hate them? There's a shtickle guy in all of us also." That was the thing when it comes to you, it came to the Shibud Mitzrayim. For them to get themselves and to transform themselves and to make their whole lives consumed in every facet of their lives, consumed and directed, yeah, the shrit and trit by a Torah and Avaida. Let's give it. We're willing to go along there. We have to have and the dress and the chitzoniestic of things, but that they should be totally committed. Listen, and there's a, and that's the limud we have. We begin Sefer Shemais. Sefer Shemais is the fact that it means to be a yid, to understand well the diamonds, a meyach, chaim, a daber, and that there's a Yisrael that rises above even the medaber.